Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
And we welcome into Sports Talk the good Major Billy Downer from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. Another edition of SC Wild here on Sports Talk across the state of South Carolina. If you have a question, a comment, an observation, heck, even maybe possibly you have a teeny weeny little complaint with DNR, well, the Major is here to answer all of that. 888-898-2525. 888-898-2525 is the phone number. Major, I am outside of turn two at Darlington here for the race, which I'm not going to get a chance to see. They were supposed to start at 6 o'clock, and it's been raining, of course, but the rain has held up for almost 2 hours, and those Titan jet dryers have been on the track for the better part of 2 hours trying to dry that thing off. I think we're going to have some racing here tonight without the fans once again, but it's just good to have big-time sports going, and it's even better to have it started right here in South Carolina.
Well, I'm glad you're there, Phil. I know our officers are working that detail the last Sunday, today, and tomorrow, right?
Correct.
For the races. So we have officers there as well working with SLED and other Highway Patrol, other officers from across the state. So small compliment, but they have shared your enthusiasm for watching NASCAR get started up again. So
well, let me mention this, too. I'm just seeing the national anthem apparently has gone off. That was set for 7:30. Looks like the green flag is going to drop at 7:50. So you're going to hear, when we come back from our break there, you should be able to – I'm right outside of turn two. I'm about maybe 200 yards from turn two, right behind the Earnhardt Towers. You'll be able to hear the cars go zooming by. I can't wait. I love that sound. I love the sound of the cars, Major. And if I were inside the track and if I was near the garage area, I love the smell of the gas and the tires and just the feel of the place when it's got 40-something cars going 150-mile-an-hour plus.
You love the sound of horsepower.
Well, now,
absolutely.
Even if I had a Mercury 75 or 150 on the back of my boat, I'd like the way that sounds, too.
Well, that's great, though. We're about to the 250s and 300s days now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
those are motors of yesteryear. It's like back when we used to check pontoon boats had 45s on the back. Now pontoons have 250s and 300s. So, the power's changed.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
You know, this weekend brings to us, as always, NASCAR and the Darlington Raceway is foreboding of yet another Memorial Day weekend. So we're entering Memorial Day for 2020. And as we prepare for that, we know to be a very high boating traffic weekend. We're happy that after our last time that we met, we were still under all the restrictions of COVID-19, social distancing restrictions, sandbar restrictions, the restrictions on being able to anchor out, raft up with other boats. And all those things have now been lifted by the governor and are gone away. This past weekend, very busy weekend, a lot of hot weather. Weekend before that as well was the first weekend of it, but it was kind of cool. The Memorial weekend looks to be pretty sunny when it's not raining, warm weather. So we expect to see high crowds of boat traffic. As we've always talked about on the show, this state, you know, with over 525,000 registered boats, we are a boating state in South Carolina, a third of our state's water. People here love to put their boats on the water. And Memorial Day, after all this COVID-19 mess and pandemic and all the things you want to call it, people are looking to go outdoors, and we know that they will be heading to the lakes and the waterways this weekend. So in preparation for that, I just want to go over a couple of things to make sure folks know what the do's and don'ts are. Not a lot of don'ts, a lot more do's now than used to be. But one of the things made to make sure people understand is you can go on your boat and go to a public landing and put in anywhere in the state of South Carolina now. They're open. All those public landings are open. Private landings are open. You can put your boat in the water. You can anchor out. You can go to an island and get out. You can go to the riverbank and get out. You can go to a sandbar and get out. But what we ask you to do is use some common sense. Don't go gather up with 50 and 100 people. The COVID-19 pandemic is still here. It's here, so we have to worry. We have to be concerning ourselves with health concerns, not only for our own families and our own selves, but the health of others. So we have to respect that a little bit. So with that said, the governor's executive orders are still in place. And then what does that mean? Well, that's not a threat. It just means that COVID-19 is still here. It hasn't gone anywhere, and people are still getting sick. So when you go out, make sure to respect social distancing. If you get out at a sandbar with your group, stay with your group, your family, you know, stay together. Don't mix with other groups and get with large groups of people. You can get out at a sandbar, just like you can on the beach, you can get your chairs, stay 6 to 8 feet away from everybody else, and just distance yourselves out. Space yourselves out. That's all we're asking you to do. People want to know, how many people can they have on a boat? Well, you know, the rule's still out there. Three or more people, the governor, law enforcement has the ability to look at each situation, and we're given discretion to decide if there's a health risk or not. And what that really means is, don't get on a boat with a bunch of people and crowd up on a boat where you can't spread out. Pretty simple. You know, families are always exempt. They can get together all they want on the boats. And really, we're not saying, we're not really telling you a limit on a boat, but you got to be smart. Don't stuff everybody on a boat where you'll be spreading, you could possibly be spreading this disease if somebody's got it and they don't know it. Because half the time or more, people are spreading this that don't even know they have it. So that's why these things are still in place. You can go out there and you can anchor. Again, you can go out in sandbars. You can get out on the riverbanks. Just don't gather up in large groups. Stay socially distanced. Social distance in your boat. And use common sense. It's really the main thing. The don'ts, like I said, are just the sandbars. Don't get out and gather up with large groups of people where you could potentially transmit this disease from person to person. That's the main thing right now. It's continue to understand that COVID-19 is still here. There are people getting sick by the, you know, 100 or so a day are still getting sick. We just won't want to keep spreading this thing. We understand this is a big weekend. Everybody wants to get out. I want to get outside. You know, we're all tired of being cooped up inside. And we understand that, so we're glad that folks can go out in the waterways and enjoy them this weekend. And we'll go through, again, our standard safety talk. You know, Phil, we always talk about boating safety and what to do on the water. We can go through that. But right now, I just want people to understand what they can do and go out in that water and get out these sandbars and all and have a good time. Just use common sense.
Yeah. I was at the beach last weekend and was down in Myrtle and up the coast to Garden City and all that area. And, I mean, it was jam-packed with people getting down there. The roadways were really backed up, and Ocean Boulevard was its typical nightmare. And that was just, you know, early May. But, of course, there's no school, so people – it's like summer. People are taking off and going down. I can't imagine what it's going to be like this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and – how many more DNR agents will be sent down to the coast to try to help keep things in order down there?
So we've got bike week this weekend, as we always have at Myrtle Beach this time of year. The crowds are going to be a lot less. We don't have as many officers there. We do have officers from across the state that are working bike week, kind of traditionally, as we always have, just to make sure that things, maintain safety for the public and everybody enjoying the beach as far as that goes. As far as boating patrols, you know, our folks, always Memorial Day, we are a heavy boating presence with DNR. And that's not out there to sit there and pick out people doing things wrong. But it is to ensure that people are being safe, people are have the proper safety equipment out, and that folks aren't boating under the influence. You know, that's our big push, particularly Memorial Day. As always, starts that 100 deadliest days of summer. Mm-hmm. Those are the 100 deadly days, those days that we see an increase in alcohol-related accidents and deaths. So Memorial Day still starts that again, even though it's kind of a little bit, you know, we all keep talking about the new normal, but there's a new normal with this COVID-19. It's a little different, but people are still going to want to get out and enjoy the lakes. We want them to get out and enjoy the lakes and the waterways and the ocean and the inland waterways. So, again, a couple quick safety notes. You know, make sure you got a life jacket for everybody on board. We talk about life jackets all the time, but we don't want to be so concerned with going out and having a good time and getting out in this COVID-19. Let's just get outside. If we get on a boat, forget to count life jackets. Make sure you got a life jacket for everybody on board. Make sure that life jacket is it fits the intended user. Make sure if you got an adult, it's an adult life jacket. If it's a child, it's a child's life jacket to fit that size. make sure it's in good working condition. If you haven't got your life jackets out in a while, make sure you look at those life jackets. Take them. Look at the material. Make sure they're not ripped, holes, tears, anything like that. So if you had to use that life jacket, that it will work, that it won't have holes and the stuffing's coming out of it. And make sure it's where you can get to it. Don't lock it up in a box in the boat. We talk about it all the time, where if the boat turns over, you can't get to those life jackets. Make sure it's somewhere that you can get to those life jackets. Of course, we always tell folks, your boat's in motion, it's always best to wear a life jacket. We understand sometimes people don't like to wear them, but they can certainly save your life. They won't save your life if you're not wearing them and you hit the water. So make sure you got a life jacket for everybody on board. Registration and all, you know, we're kind of in a new day with registration now. Our registration changed this year to every year. A lot of folks kind of slowly picking up on that. So it's $10 to register your boat for a year. You pay your taxes at the county, and then they mail you the registration when you pay your registration fee. So a lot of folks are getting their registration renewals. I will tell you that our folks are working hard in our registration offices, but they're doing kind of a little different schedule with COVID-19. You know, state offices have not fully opened back up, but a lot of those admin folks are in there working very hard on boat registrations. But I think, you know, with this kind of crisis going on, those registrations get behind. I will tell you that our officers are going to try to use discretion as much as possible to give people every benefit of the doubt when it comes to registration, because we understand that it's taking longer to get those registrations done. That doesn't mean that you can't have, you have a boat out for a year and you hadn't gotten it registered, that you're going to get away with, you know, that you're going to be given a pass on that. But mm-hmm. if you bought a boat and it's past that 45 days, we're going to give some understanding to that, because we understand things are, it's taking longer to get our paperwork out sometimes a little bit right now. So it's a new process. Again, the counties are getting used to it. They're taking taxes in. And all this was done to make sure that people didn't buy a boat that had 3 years of taxes in arrears. That just stunk. You never knew it. You would buy a boat from somebody and they tell you the taxes are paid. You buy it, pay them good money, and then try to register the boat. I've tried to help people. How many people have taken paperwork to Columbia to get it fixed or get their boat done, and then I found out the taxes aren't paid in the boat, and you have to go back and tell that person, like, your boat can't get registered because you owe 3 years of back taxes. And they're like, what? I just bought this boat. Mm-hmm. So the year-to-year taxes is helping that out a lot. This new system is going to help with that. So, again, a whole new process, but we're working through that, which is going to make things better when you're buying a boat.
Are we off to a good start in the boating season in terms of safety? Have we had, I know there's been a couple things here or there, but generally speaking, are we off to a good start?
Well, you know, again, this is the start of the big deal, of the big time. We've had some, unfortunately, we've already had some fatalities, no doubt about it. We have had some, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but we have had some fatalities thus far. We've had already too many, in my opinion, swimming fatalities. And these are the things that baffle you. People leave a boat, they get in the water to go swimming, and the boat's drifting, and the boat drifts away, and they swim to get back to the boat, and the boat gets too far, and they get a cramp, they get tired, and they go under, and they never come back up. Mm. Terrible, terrible tragedies. It plays out every year, and I never can understand how it happens, but it happens all the time. If you get out of your boat to swim, anchor your boat out so it doesn't float away from you, so it doesn't get too far from you. The other thing, you know, when you go kayak, well, paddle sports, you already had a terrible accident in paddle sports with somebody with a kayak, flipped over, fell out of the kayak, wasn't wearing a life jacket, was swimming back to find the kayak, and they just went under the water and never came back up, but they weren't wearing a life jacket. So that PFD is so huge to tell folks, you know, if you're paddle sports, wear a life jacket. If you're on a paddle board, take a life jacket with you. It's just so easy and just, just not smart to not have one with you. And then again, you know, and people, again, the people swimming for the boat is what gets people all the time. And even good swimmers, and they say, well, it's never going to happen to me. I'm a great swimmer. I get that. But half the time, these people that drowned were good swimmers and the boat just got a little too far. Mm-hmm. Just use common sense when you get out of the boat and stay close to it, have the boat anchored out.
Yeah, your perception can be thrown off, too. You think something is closer than it actually is when you're out in the water and you think you can make it, and all of a sudden you start having a problem. All right, hang on, Major. We'll come back. And, yes, that roar you hear in the background, they are taking their warm-up laps right now at Darlington. They're going racing here momentarily, and we'll race back to the Major in a moment.
Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Well, I was hoping to bring you the roar of the cars. They were supposed to take the green flag about 5 minutes ago. I think the cars are on the track, but I can hear the jet blowers going by. Here, you can listen, too.
Oh, yeah, we can hear them.
Doesn't that sound good, Major Downer? Wouldn't you like to have one of those to maybe blow the leaves out of a yard?
Oh, yeah. It's sure helping the spring and the fall with the oak leaves. Holy cow.
I'm afraid it'd blow your grass out of the roots and any cement that you might have down. That might come loose, too. Those things are pretty powerful.
Yeah, whatever they blow probably becomes a projectile.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's wrap things up. We're talking about, once again, you can't emphasize this enough, with a big outdoor weekend coming up, people on the boats, and I'm sure there's going to be a great deal of hunting taking place this weekend. Will there not be, if the weather permits?
Not hunting, but a lot of fishing for sure. A lot of fishing. So no hunting season's in right now, but a lot of fishing going on. Folks, so opportunity to fish this weekend is going to be there. A lot of boating traffic. So when it's heavy boating traffic, people don't tend to fish as much because everybody's out recreating. But certainly on our coastal areas and in these lakes, inland lakes, you know, the fish are biting. It's been warmer. So your brim, your crappie are still biting. Of course, you know, largemouth bass are biting everywhere. Some stripers in different places, locations if you know where to go. And on the coast, of course, always, you know, sheephead on inshore structure, redfish, tailing in the flats, as they say, and in deep holes when the tide goes out and you're on your inshore fishing, as well as speckled trout are all biting this time of year. And even on the coast, if you're on the beach, fishing off the beach on the off the beach into the surf, you can catch speckled trout there, flounder as well. So remember, $10 for a saltwater fishing license. It's all it takes to be able to fish in the saltwater environment in our state. But one more thing, Phil, before we go, I want to make sure we reemphasize, because everybody's been cooped up. Everybody wants to get outside, and folks want to get out and kind of let it out a little bit, let the hair down, and they go to the lake. But I want to make sure, if you're going to go out there and you're going to partake of an alcoholic beverage, beer, whatever, that you make sure that before you get on a boat, that you're not behind the wheels. You have somebody, designate a driver, to drive that boat for you so that you can enjoy yourself and get safely back to shore. Not only yourself, but all your passengers and others on the lake can make it safely back as well, because when you have an accident on the lake and you're drinking and driving, it can affect so much more than just your life. It can affect others in your boat and other boaters as well. So we want to make sure that folks understand, don't drink and drive this weekend. You can get out, sandbar, whatever, but don't get back in that boat if you've been drinking. Doesn't matter if it's one beer, two beers. The old two-beer line doesn't cut it. Just don't drink and drive. Our officers will be out enforcing boating under the influence, as always. We take that very seriously because we take your life seriously and the lives of everybody else out there. We want to have a safe summer. We want this Memorial Day weekend to kick that safety off.
I think those are great words of wisdom. Your plans for the weekend will be what?
Well, we're going to be checking on our officers in the lakes, working these lakes. Going to check in on some of those. We've got to get the officers down at Memorial Day bike week at Myrtle Beach. So we'll be across the state on the water, of course. We'll be out at bike week at the beach. We'll be out in the inshore areas and coastal areas as well. So our officers will be out in force this weekend, just making sure folks can have a good, safe time, enjoy the boating this state has to offer, but also make it back home safely. That's our main rule. Again, remember, check your registration before you go out. Make sure your registration is good to go. Make sure you have all your safety equipment. Make sure you have a life jacket for everybody on board, a fire extinguisher if you have an enclosed fuel tank or a fuel tank you can't throw out, and also a whistle or some sound device so that if you need help, you can make noise for others to hear you.
Major Downer, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Pat Daniel. Thanks to everybody. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.